Chairperson, Director General Dr. Chen, distinguished delegation, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to speak with you today on behalf of the Japanese government regarding public and global health. Before I begin, I wish to commend Director General Dr. Chen for her leadership in the field of global health, especially her ruling positioning health as one of the central areas of the post-2015 development agenda, and in spreading the concept of universal health coverage. We highly commend the fact that the issue of climate change and health has been raised as a central theme at this assembly. In its fifth assessment report from 2013 to 2014, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change announced that global climate systems were warming. It also suggested that climate change through the middle of the current century would lead to the worsening of pre-existing disease and ill health, especially in developing countries. Under these circumstances, we highly commend the WHO for advancing health-based initiatives regarding climate change. International discussion concerning the post-2015 development agenda is growing. Due to the rapid diversification of diseases and the increases in health inequality, advancing universal health coverage, a concept that emphasizes equity and financial risk protection, is a matter of great importance. Sustainable development would not be possible without health of people. Therefore, Japan wishes to further contribute to achieve universal health coverage with the international community. Japan has become the oldest society in the world, with persons aged 60 years and over accounting for over 30% of the population. Therefore, we have collected a wealth of health policy-related knowledge and experience. Accordingly, we wish to share what we have learned with other countries and to assist them in a systematic review of their own health policies. Japan has supported the idea of active aging proposed by the WHO in 2002, in which maintenance of one's own health is an essential part to implement more efficient and effective health and medical programs. A shift to integrated holistic health care that extends throughout the course of life must be made. In 2013, under the strong leadership of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Japan developed Japan's strategy on global health diplomacy. More than 50 years ago, through collective effort and expertise, Japan achieved a universal healthcare system that gave all citizens, regardless of income or occupation, access to high-quality medical services. Due to our rapidly aging society, reform has been necessary to ensure sustainability. Japan has prioritized global health in our foreign policy, and we therefore wish to cooperate with the WHO in helping all developing countries achieve universal health coverage. Accompanied by the progression of aging societies and the global spread of non-communicable disease, nations are faced with increasing burdens. Taking this into account, Japan as a nation that is lucky enough to enjoy good health and longevity endeavors to share our knowledge and experience by establishing cooperative relations with the health authorities of other countries. For too long, Japan has made sustainable financial contribution, but not enough knowledge contribution. Therefore, to offer our expertise and promote personnel exchanges between Japan and the WHO, an international sharing consortium was established in March 2014 with the aim of resolving global health-related issues. Chairperson, initiatives that involve the unified efforts of governments, development partners, and other parties, dedicated both to achieving the MDGs, Millennium Development Goals, and to improving global public health in the post-2015. Development agenda are needed with more players involved in shouldering global health. We hope that through Dr. Chan's reforms, WHO will improve public health for all humanity. Japan wishes to cooperate with the WHO so that their activities may take on an even greater meaning. Thank you for your attention.